News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Israel's military has begun carrying out extensive strikes against Hezbollah in Lebanon this morning. Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle East news correspondent, joins us from northern Israel. Alistair, just bring us up to speed on what's happening there.
Yes, so this morning the Israelis have carried out widespread airstrikes across Lebanon, not just in the south. They say it is preemptive, so they are spotting locations where they believe Hezbollah is preparing to or on the brink of firing missiles into Israel. And so they're carrying out the airstrikes to stop that happening. Now, we don't know how true that is or whether or not perhaps this is just Israeli action to further degrade Hezbollah. What I would say is that yesterday, there were 150, there or thereabouts, 150 missiles fired from Lebanon into Israel. It sounds a lot, but actually, it's not nearly as many as we've seen on many previous days over recent months. And so the question is, why were there not more fired? And, you know, the answer could be that Hezbollah is in some disarray. It could be that Hezbollah is actually looking potentially to de-escalate the situation. Or it could be what the Israelis say is that they are spotting Hezbollah before they fire missiles and taking them out.
What's your instinct? Is it a little bit of all three, do you think, possibly?
I certainly think it's a mixture of two things, the two being I think Hezbollah is in a bit of disarray. Its communication network has been completely destroyed. I mean, either physically destroyed or you know, they cannot really confidently use their usual communications devices anymore. So I think there is an element of that. I think there is definitely an element of the IDF spotting rocket launchers and taking them out. How close they are to being fired, it's impossible to know. Whether or not Hezbollah is de-escalating, I think that's probably a bit too early to have that assessment.
Okay, all right, we will leave it there. Alistair Bunkle, Sky Middle East news correspondent in northern Israel. Thank you for talking.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.